Welcome to UBC Mastermind Production Podcasts. I'm your host, Amanda O'Snap. This week's episode is all about telomerase and how it may be used to detect prostate cancer. To give us a basic understanding of telomerase, we first have with us science journalist Martha Talbot. Martha, thanks for lending your knowledge to us. Telomerase is a word unfamiliar to the general public. Would you explain what it means?
Thank you for having me. The word telomerase can be broken into two parts. Telomere, which is derived from the Greek meaning end part, and ase, which means that it is an enzyme. So basically, this tells you that telomerase is an enzyme that works on the ends of something. And in this case, that something is our DNA. For those of you who may not know, an enzyme is a multifunctional molecule within our cells that performs key tasks.
What is the function of telomerase?
Amanda, to understand telomerase, we have to be familiar with a couple other cellular functions. The first thing to understand is that when a cell divides, the DNA in that cell has to be copied, so that each new cell receives a copy. The process of copying isn't perfect, and each time the cell divides, some of the DNA at either end of the piece of DNA, or chromosome, is lost. As we age, we lose DNA off the ends of our chromosomes. You can think about this in terms of beads on a string. Imagine that you're holding a necklace of beads. This would be like your chromosome. And over time, this necklace is losing beads off either end. At some point, there aren't going to be enough beads left to form a necklace. In our cells, we lose so much DNA that the chromosome becomes non-functional.
Wow, that sounds really serious. How do our cells fix this damage?
Well, actually, this is where telomerase comes in. Telomerase would be like a jeweler that adds beads back onto the ends of the necklace, essentially putting back the information that is lost.
Thank you, Martha.
No problem.
Our next guest, Dr. Eric Legelli, an assistant professor and researcher at the Michael Smith Laboratories of the University of British Columbia, is taking things a step further. He is using telomerase activity to develop a new test that will help in the detection of prostate cancer. Dr. Legelli, how is telomerase connected to cancer?
Telomerase is linked to cancer because in cancer cells, the cells divide much more quickly, and telomerase is much more active in those cells. So it's preserving the ends of the chromosomes much more actively, and it's essentially overexpressed. It's too active.
Fascinating. How will your test use telomerase to screen for prostate cancer?
Our test essentially screens for the activity of the enzyme. So if the enzyme is more active, that is, there's more telomerase and it's more active in the cell sample that we're testing, then it will lead to a larger signal than if the activity of the enzyme is low.
How effective do you see your test being in diagnosing prostate cancer?
Telomerase activity changes have been detected in 92% of prostate cancers. So our anticipation is that, yes, in general, we should see about 9 out of 10 prostate cancer cases effectively if this technique holds up under further testing.
What about the other 8%?
Although it is a concern, we don't anticipate that our test would be the only test used for prostate cancer. We would like this to be a tool used in conjunction with other tools like prostate-specific antigen, like digital rectal exam, and like other assessment techniques, including biopsy, to confirm the presence of cancer.
So you've mentioned that telomerase activity is associated with cancer cells. Do you foresee your tests being used in the diagnosis of other forms of cancer?
There is ongoing work in multiple laboratories trying to see differences in telomerase activity in various types of cancer. As those results become available, we can certainly test those types of cancers using our system.
Well, thank you, Dr. Legelli and Martha, for taking part in this week's podcast. This has all been very interesting. For more information, read our blog and watch the accompanying video. This is Amanda from UBC Mastermind Productions, signing out.